You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. You can listen to the noontime news live on our website, KROXAM.com. Click on Listen Live. You can also download the free KROX mobile app, or say on your smart speaker, listen to KROX in Crookston, as it is now time for the noontime news with Chris Fee.
Well, as we take a look at our world and national news headlines on this Tuesday, March 26th of 2024, good afternoon. A container ship lost power and rammed into a major bridge in Baltimore, causing the span to buckle into the river below. The collapse plunged a construction crew and several vehicles into the dangerously cold waters. Rescuers pulled out two people, but six others were missing. The ship's crew issued a Mayday call moments before the crash took down the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The Maryland governor said the Mayday enabled authorities to limit vehicle traffic on the span. The ship struck one of the bridge's supports, causing the structure to collapse like a toy. It tumbled into the water in a matter of seconds. A World Shipping Association says there were at least 35 major bridge collapses worldwide from 1960 to 2015 due to ship or barge collision, with a total of more than 340 killed. Its 2018 report says 18 of the collapses happened in the United States. Among the more notable collapses in the U.S. was that of the Sunshine Skyway Bridge spanning Florida's Tampa Bay. A sudden blinding squall knocked out a freighter's radar in 1980. The ship sheared off a bridge support. A long section of concrete roadway fell to the water during the morning rush hour. 35 people died. The Supreme Court seems likely to preserve access to a medication that was used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in the U.S. last year in the court's first abortion case since conservative justices overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. In nearly 90 minutes of arguments today, a consensus appeared to emerge that the abortion opponents who challenged the FDA's approval of the medication, mifepristone, and subsequent actions to ease access to it lack the legal right or standing to sue. Russian officials persist in saying Ukraine and the West had a role in last week's deadly Moscow concert hall attack, despite vehement denials of involvement by Kyiv and a claim of responsibility by an affiliate of the Islamic State group. Without offering any evidence, Alexander Bortnikov, head of the Federal Security Service, followed similar allegations by President Vladimir Putin, who linked the attack to Ukraine, even as he acknowledged the suspects who were arrested were radical Islamists. The ISIS affiliate claimed it carried out the attack, and the U.S. intelligence said it had information confirming the group was responsible. French President Emmanuel Macron said France also has intelligence pointing to an ISIS identity as responsible for the attack. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Well, right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies. We have some flurries and 19 degrees. We have a northwest wind of 26 gusting up to 32. That creates a wind chill of 1 above. Humidity is at 73% and the barometric pressure at 29.72 inches. And visibility is down to about 3 miles outside of the city limits. As we take it, we did have, still some pretty big snowflakes falling in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at the forecast for the rest of today, patchy blowing snow, mostly cloudy, a high near 25, northwest winds of 20 to 25, gusting up to 35. Then tonight, patchy blowing snow before 4 a.m. tomorrow morning, then a patchy blowing snow after 5 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 12. It'll be blustery, a north-northwesterly wind of 18 to 23, gusting up to 35 miles an hour. We'll take a look at the forecast for the rest of the week. You can expect temperatures getting close to normal for this time of year by the weekend, for Easter weekend. But there is a chance of precipitation, and the winds are still going to be up there as well. We'll tell you all about that coming up a little later here in the noontime news. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have light snow, 19 degrees, a wind chill of one above. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan, or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks, as well as kitchen sinks, all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
As we take a look at the state news, rumble strips would have to be installed by a certain timeline on all state highways with speed limits of 55 or over. That under a bill being debated in the Minnesota House Committee this morning.
Also at the state capitol today, a hearing on a bill that would change current state law so that municipalities would again be able to ban retailers from providing merchandise bags to customers. There's a Senate hearing on a bill that would set up a task force to make recommendations on so-called digital citizenship curriculum in Minnesota schools, including internet safety and responsible use of technology. And a House panel debates a bill that would affect the hospitality industry, requiring the full amount of any gratuity paid by credit or debit card go to the employee. Bill Werner reporting.
In other state news, a woman from Litchfield is dead after a two-vehicle crash on snow-covered Highway 12 in Meeker County. The Minnesota State Patrol says a westbound SUV driven by 26-year-old Miranda Castro and a semi driven by 28-year-old Kadar Ismail of Wilmer collided Monday morning. The report says Castro died at the scene and was not wearing her seatbelt. Ismail was not hurt in the crash. The University of Minnesota Police Department will be taking more 911 calls in neighborhoods near the Minneapolis campus. The mutual aid expansion will help the short-staffed Minneapolis Police Department. U of M Chief Matt Clark told the Board of Regents that there have been some delayed response teams in Dinkytown, Stadium Village, and Marcy Homes neighborhoods. A spokesperson for the Minneapolis Police Department says they will continue to work closely with U of M police in the campus area. Officers from Minneapolis will still handle major crimes in those neighborhoods. The sentence is 60 days in Clay County Jail for a Moorhead woman in a hit-and-run crash last April that injured a 12-year-old boy. 60-year-old Jacqueline Swanson pled guilty to criminal vehicular operation in January, and a second charge was dropped. The judge sentenced Swanson to 18 months in prison, but she won't have to serve as long as she follows terms of her probation for 5 years. Police say Swanson hit 12-year-old Zamir Rayford while he was riding his bike and fled the scene. Zamir suffered serious injuries and was treated at Mayo Clinic in Rochester. And that really is about it on our state news. We'll just refresh, see if there's anything new to pop up here. Well, here's one. Investigators say a driver admitted to playing air guitar inside a moving vehicle immediately before a deadly crash in Carlton County last week. 21-year-old Brent Karenin of Penngillie reportedly told investigators he was jamming out to a good song on the radio when the vehicle's airbag suddenly deployed. 61-year-old Justin McNeil of Moose Lake was walking on the shoulder on Highway 73 when he was hit and killed last Thursday. Police have charged Karenin with criminal vehicular manslaughter in connection with the crash. That's a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up right after this.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
As we take a look at the sports scene from yesterday in college softball, it was Southwest Minnesota State beating UMC 3-1 and 8-0. UMC men's golf, they are tied for ninth place out of 18 teams. William and Jewell College out of Missouri leads after the first day at Blue Springs, Missouri. UMC's Lucas Justison, a junior from Detroit Lakes, is in 13th place. After a first round even par of 72, five strokes off the lead. And women's basketball, the NDSU Bison got a big WNIT win in the second round. They beat Montana University 72-63. On the sports scene for today, the WNIT tournament continues. The Minnesota Golden Gophers will be hosting the University of Pacific. It'll be at Williams Arena, 6:30 the pregame here on KROX, 7 o'clock. Will be the opening tip. Also, South Dakota is going to be hosting Northern Arizona at 7. The Crookston Pirate Boys and Girls track teams, along with many others from the area, will be heading to Concordia College in Moorhead today for the first indoor meet of the season. 3:30, that gets underway from the field house on the campus of Concordia College. UMC men's golf, they wrap up day two of that Northern Sun Conference preview invitational meet in Missouri. And the Division II men's basketball Elite Eight gets underway. And Evansville, Indiana, Minnesota State Mankato will take on Ferris State out of Michigan. That'll be a 6 o'clock start there. The Minnesota State Mankato women, they picked up a win last night, came from behind, as they win 93-88 over Georgia Northwestern in St. Joseph, Missouri. And the Mavericks, I think they're the fourth NSIC women's basketball team to make it to the elite or to the Final Four. And that is about it on the sports scene. We'll have the results, comments, the times, the jumps, the distances, and everything else from the track meet today at Concordia College. That'll be on our website a little later this evening whenever that is done. And that is it. We should tell you on a Friday, the Crookston High School's Reese Swanson signed a national letter of intent to play hockey at St. Olaf College next year while pursuing a degree in sports psychology. Swanson, the daughter of Jeremy and Christy Swanson, was a four-year varsity player while recording over 100 career points as a defenseman for the Pirates. She was named to the Class A All-State Honorable Mention team as a junior and senior. She was named to the Section 8 Girls Hockey First Team her junior and senior seasons, was named to the second team her sophomore year. Swanson also received several team awards, including Most Valuable Offensive and Most Valuable Defensive Player honors. Crookston was Section 8A Girls Hockey runners-up the last 3 years, with losses to the eventual state champ Warroad all three seasons. Swanson is a three-sport athlete, was a goalie on the Pirate Girls Soccer team, and is also the catcher on the softball team this spring. St. Olaf is located in Northfield, Minnesota, an NCAA Division III member and also a member of the MIAC Conference. For pictures of the signing and comments from Swanson, go to KROXAM.com and click on sports. That should about do it on our sports scene. Again, for all the stories, stats, scores, pictures, and more, go to our website, KROXAM.com, and click on sports. Oh, we should also mention this as well. The Crookston Pirate girls basketball team, they held their end of the season banquet last night at the Crookston High School Commons. The Pirate Awards, Carla Johnson, most dedicated, went to Hallie Wingham. And the state level awards, Academic All-State, Emma Gunderson, Isabel Smith, and Hallie Wingham. And as we told you earlier, the conference awards, All-Conference went to Isabel Smith, and Honorable Mention All-Conference went to Naomi Johnson. We have a picture of all the letter winners and award winners available on our website, KROXAM.com. Click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up right after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Riverview Health.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview.
It's stock up savings time at Hugo's Family Marketplace. 24 packs of 12-ounce cans of select Pepsi products, $10.99, limit 2. 8 mega rolls of select Angel Soft Bath Tissue, $6.49. Select Nature's Truth Vitamins are 50% off. In Hugo's Produce Department, Dole whole pineapples are $2.99 each. You can find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com. Hugo's will be closed Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to everyone.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, it was meeting night last night in Crookston. The Crookston School Board, they met at the Crookston High School Choir and Orchestra Room. The school board held a closed superintendent evaluation meeting at 4 p.m. School Board Chair Frank Fee said the board had high marks for Superintendent Randy Berquist in his first review. The board has four goals for Berquist, and they are leadership and effective management of school finances, student achievement, provides timely communication to the school board, and continued efforts to retain and grow enrollment. Fee tells us more.
Dr. Berquist had 21 of 24 total points that were distinguished or accomplished, which are the top two in our rating system. Distinguished points, accomplished points, satisfactory, and then unsatisfactory. He had no unsatisfactory. And this is, he just started July 1st, so it's about a 6-7 month evaluation, and the board was very happy with his communication with the community, the staff. He's been around, he's in events, and throughout the community as well. We really appreciate that, and yeah, we like what we have.
The feature presentation was by the Crookston High School Knowledgeable Senior High Team. They took on the Crookston School Board and Superintendent Randy Berquist, who split into two teams. After 15 questions, the team of Frank Fee, Mike Tice, and Tim Dufo won the contest with four correct answers. The team of Superintendent Berquist, Marsha Miney, and Dave Davidson, along with the Pirate Knowledge Bowl team, each had three correct answers. Crookston High School teacher Shelley Tomford asked the board to approve a Europe trip in the summer of 2026 that would be for this year's freshmen and sophomores. The trip would be through EF Educational Tours, and they would visit France, Germany, and the Alps over 11 days. The cost of the trip would be about $5,899 per student. The students will fundraise to cover the trip cost, and no school district funds will be used for the trip. The board approved the trip, and Superintendent Berquist explains.
It's a lot of work, so I appreciate Ms. Tomford doing this, and I think it's a great experience for the kids. I know when I was a junior and senior in high school, I went on a trip to Mexico with our Spanish class. It was awesome experience, and it's just so many great memories for our students. So I'm so excited they're going to be doing that.
I had our oldest daughter, Alyssa, was able to go on the trip. They went to Spain and, of course, to everywhere else over there, but it was an experience that she'll never forget, and it's neat if they can raise that money. It's a lot of money to raise, but it is definitely worth it, especially when you're young. Go over there and enjoy it with friends especially. The Crookston School District is looking at building a new all-inclusive playground at Highland School that would allow all students to use the playground, including students with disabilities. The estimated cost for the new playground is in the ballpark of about $400,000.
You know, I didn't realize when I first started looking at playground, Chris, playgrounds are about $400,000. But I wholeheartedly support a playground at Highland that's going to be acceptable for all of our students, not just certain students, but all of our students. So we're actually working with an entity in town here to work on some grants. I actually have a grant meeting coming up to look at help offset the cost. It's, like I said, $400,000. We are using three companies to try to give us the best bang for our buck. We've used OT and PT services to help us out. Riverview has actually been very helpful with an individual from Riverview trying to give us some ideas on how to be an all-inclusive playground for students of all needs.
The board was also looking to have the first reading of six policies with minor changes as recommended by the Minnesota School Board Association. The board pulled the policy 522, Title IX sex discrimination policy, and voted to read it and adopt the change. The other policies were read and approved for the first reading.
But we decided to do policy 522, Title IX sex non-discrimination policy. It's outdated, probably by about 4 years or so. There's been a lot of things that have happened legislatively in the last couple of years. And so I thought, you know, let's pull this, have one reading and adopt it so that we're in compliance and we're following all the procedures and policy established by the state of Minnesota.
The school board meeting in May was scheduled to be on Memorial Day, Monday, May 27th, and the board elected to move the meeting a week earlier to May 20th at 5 p.m. at the Crookston High School Choir and Orchestra Room. The board approved the acceptance of $4,500 in donations, $2,000 from Halstead Telephone Company for scholarships, $1,000 from the Pirate Boosters for the Pirate Dance Team music licensing, $500 from Eldred Farmers Elevator for the Crookston FFA, $500 for Noonday Lions Club for the middle school field trips, and $500 from the Matrons Club for Highland School winter clothing supplies. The board approved the employment of Serena Duquette as a paraprofessional and student success coordinator, Michelle Horn as a paraprofessional at the high school, Marcel Vaudrin as a mechanic bus driver, and Jennifer Elon Leitner as a special ed instructor. The board approved the resignations of Rachel Herner as an elementary teacher at Highland, Marissa Arriaga as a paraprofessional at Highland, Margarita Bixby as a kitchen helper at the high school, and the resignation of girls hockey coaches Emily Meyer, Stacy Olson, and Amanda Lean. The board tabled a 5-year leave of absence request from teacher Jane Nesbig. The board wants more information before making a decision at their next meeting. The board approved the Crookston Pirate Spring Activities coaching list. The list of coaches and pictures of the Knowledge Bowl team taking on the school board members are posted on our website, KROXAM.com, and click on news. The Crookston City Council, they also met last night at the City Hall Council Chambers. It began with a presentation from the Crookston Area Community Fund in regard to the organization inviting grant applications in support of charitable, educational, and public purpose projects that will enhance or improve the quality of life for residents and or visitors of the Crookston area. The Crookston Area Community Fund will consider grant applications of $500 to $10,000, with a total amount of $25,000 available for 2024. Crookston Area Community Fund Chairperson Shirley Iverson explains the criteria for the applications and who is encouraged to apply for these funds.
So the Crookston Area Community Fund has an open application process right now for grants to be submitted until April 1st. And they'll consider grant applications from any nonprofit organization or a public agency whose project addresses one of the three multiple following items that really enhance livability.
The funds will be distributed to applicants who show to meet the following criteria for fund usage, including education, economic development, healthcare, environment, recreation, and cultural community services. If you are a government agency or a nonprofit organization looking to apply, you can visit Crookston City Hall and receive the application forms and guidelines. The applications are also available on the Northwest Minnesota Foundation website or the Crookston Area Community Fund Facebook page. For more information, you can contact Shirley Iverson at 218-280-2854. The council reviewed three bids that were received in regards to the 2024 street improvements for the city. The three bids came from Spruce Valley Corporation out of Middle River, R.J. Zavril & Sons out of Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, and Knife River Materials out of Bemidji. The council ultimately approved the lowest responsible bid to Spruce Valley Corporation in the amount of $1,149,801. Crookston City Administrator Corky Reynolds explains that the city is pleased to accept this bid and the final price.
It's excellent. We accepted a bid that was approximately 9% lower than our city engineer's estimate. That's outstanding. That's value for us. So we're excited about that.
And the 2024 street improvements will include Houston Avenue reconstruction from Hunter Street to South Ash Street, North Broadway, Bituminous Mill and Overlay from 6th Avenue Northwest to Fisher Avenue, 3rd Avenue Southwest Bituminous Reclaim Milling and Paving from Old Trunk Highway 75 to Bruce Street. The final item on the agenda was the resolution regarding Clifton Larson Allen LLP to provide assistance with respect to the financial director duties and responsibilities. Reynolds explains the duties that will be performed.
Well, Michelle from Clifton Larson, and also an individual who will be assisting her, will be undertaking on a temporary basis some of the finance director's duties, assisting department heads with questions regarding budget. Where are they at? What expenditures have they made? What amounts do they have left? Also looking at our various reporting requirements, reports that need to be made to the state, reports that need to be made to the federal government.
The council approved the resolution to accept the services of Clifton Larson Allen LLP to assist with the finance department duties. The city sent out advertisements regarding the opening of the finance director position since the recent resignation of former finance director Audrey Pasa. The city will plan on reviewing and finalizing applicants by April 16th. The consent agenda included the approval of minutes from the March 11th council meeting. It also included the approval of bills and disbursements in the amount of over $478,000. The Crookston City Council will meet again on Monday, April 8th at 5:30 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. On Monday, March 25th, approximately 10:43 a.m., the Crookston Fire Department and the Polk County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a structure fire just outside of Euclid. A 55-by-80-foot shop was a complete loss as a result of the fire. The State Fire Marshal's Office was contacted, and the case remains under investigation. There were no injuries reported. Assisting agencies were the East Grand Forks Fire Department, Warren Fire Department, and Crookston Area Ambulance. And the fire department also was called at 11:38 a.m. to the 100 block of Sergeant Street for an alarm activation. Upon arrival, it was found that cooking had caused the alarm to activate. There was no danger present. They reset the alarm and cleared the scene. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of Chad Irwin Gunnifson, 51, of Foston, was charged as a public nuisance, and Russell Jerome Falstrom, 29, of Crookston, for disorderly conduct. On the obituary desk today, we're sad to say a longtime Crookston teacher, Leland Bud Dwayne Ellingson, 90, passed away Saturday afternoon at the Benedictine Living Community of Crookston with many of his family at his side. The funeral service honoring the life of Bud Ellingson will be held at 3 p.m. Tuesday, April 2nd, at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Crookston with the Reverend Steve Bowler officiating. Visitation will be from 1:30 p.m. until the time of the service. The funeral will be live streamed by going to Bud's obituary page and clicking on the prompt to view. Burial will be at the Middle Forest River Cemetery in Dahlin, North Dakota, later this spring. Jerome Carl Berkland, 89, of Crookston, passed away at the Benedictine Living Community in Crookston on Friday with loving family at his side. Jerome was a triplet, second born in Crookston, together with his sisters Jean and Joan, to parents Nels and Hazel Berkland. Jerome was baptized and confirmed in the Lutheran faith, educated in Crookston schools, and graduated from Central High School with his sisters as a member of the class of 1952. In 1956, in September, he was united in marriage to the love of his life, Gail Augusta Nelson, at the United Lutheran Church in Grand Forks. While making their first home in Crookston, the union would be blessed with the births of daughters Sue and Nancy. In 1957, Jerome enlisted in the U.S. Army National Guard, proudly serving until his honorable discharge 10 years later. In 2005, the couple relocated to Grand Forks, and then in 2019 returned to Crookston, where their life started. In 2022, they became residents of the Summit, part of the Villa St. Vincent complex, and a short time ago moved next door to the Benedictine Living Community of Crookston. Jerome's memory will be treasured by Gail, his wife and best friend, for over 67 years. Their two daughters and sons-in-law, Sue and Dale Brown of Cottage Grove, and Nancy and Bernard Peralt of Crookston. Seven grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, five siblings, Jean Tweeton of Appleton, Minnesota, Joan Jacobson of Dilworth, Eileen Jacobson of Shelley, Claudia Gunderson of Buxton, and Harris Berkland of Coon Rapids. Together with many nieces, nephews, extended family, and friends, Jerome was preceded in death by his parents, Nels and Hazel Berkland, brother-in-law, Russ Tweeton, and sisters and brothers-in-law, Ruth and Clarence Grote, and Delphine and Howard Draxton, along with Francis and Don Quigley. The funeral service with the memory, sharing, and honor of Jerome's life will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, March 30th at the Stenchelhowski Funeral Home of Crookston, with the Reverend Greg Isaacson officiating. Visitation will be for 1 hour prior to the service. Burial will take place at the Calvary Cemetery in Grand Forks later in the spring. Donald Charles Fall, 73, of Crookston, passed away at Riverview Health in Crookston on Sunday with loving family at his side. Don was born in Bemidji, January of 1951, to Robert and Marie Fall. He attended St. Philip's Catholic School through 8th grade, followed by Bemidji High School, graduating in the class of 1969. Then he attended Bemidji State University. In 1972, he moved to Crookston, where he worked at Brent's Music and Hugo's for a short time. He began his best life at this time when he met the love of his life, Patrice Falkingham. Don and Patrice were reunited in marriage in April of 1973 in Browns Valley. This spring, they would have celebrated 51 years of marriage. Don is survived by the love of his life, Patrice, son and daughter-in-law, Ben and Aaron Fall of Twin Valley, daughter and son-in-law, Ann and Randy Prudham of Crookston, three precious grandchildren, Lennon, Odin, and Marie Prudham of Crookston, brother and sister-in-law, Mike and Vicky Fall of Cold Spring, sister-in-law, Eleanor Falkingham of Browns Valley, brother and sister-in-law, Jeff and Bonnie Falkingham of Eden Prairie, and his nieces and nephews, Amanda Thomas, Roberta Fram, Carmen Hills, Austin Falkingham, Karen Larson, and Amy Barnett, and many friends, including those in law enforcement throughout the area. Don was preceded in death by his parents, Bob and Marie Fall, parents-in-law Wayne and Marion Falkingham, brother-in-law Mike Falkingham, and nephew Eric. Now, the memorial mass of Christian burial honoring Don's life will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, April 6th, at the Cathedral of Crookston, with Monsignor David Baumgartner presiding. Visitation with the family will be on Friday, April 5th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Stenchelhowski Funeral Home, with a prayer service and memory sharing at 7. The funeral mass, the interment will be at the Calvary Cemetery in Crookston later this spring. David DeHaan of Red Lake Falls passed away Saturday, March 23rd, surrounded by his loving family. Mass of Christian burial for David will be at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, March 27th at St. Joseph's Catholic Church of Red Lake Falls with Father Bob Schreiner officiating. Burial will be at St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery near Red Lake Falls. Visitation will be 1 hour prior to the service at the church on Wednesday. That is a look at our local news. Now taking a look at the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies and I'll still have very light flurries right now in downtown Crookston. But again, 19 degrees, cloudy skies, light flurries falling. We have a north wind of 25, gusting up to 32. That creates a wind chill, still right around one above. Barometric pressure is at 29.71 inches and falling. Humidity is at 73%. That's pretty much been stuck there since 8 o'clock this morning. Again, cloudy, very light flurries, 19 degrees, a wind chill of one above. As we take a look at the almanac from yesterday, we had a high of 30 with a low of 21 with some dusting of snow, blowing snow, much better than the forecasts were telling us a couple days ago. The almanac for today, the average high is 40, the average low 22, the year ago high 25, year ago low 4 below. The record high 67 set in 1946, the record low 18 below set in 1964. The sun rose at 7:17, the sun will set at 7:47 for 12 and a half hours of daylight. Nice to get out of the school board meeting yesterday, and it was still light out. Sure is nice. As we take a look at the forecast for today, the rest of the afternoon, patchy blowing snow, mostly cloudy, a high near 22. It'll be blustery with northwest winds around 25, gusting up to 35. Tonight, patchy blowing snow before 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. Mostly cloudy, a low around 13. It'll be blustery, northwest winds of 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 35. Then Wednesday, patchy blowing snow before 7 a.m., partly sunny, a high near 27. It'll be blustery, northwest winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear, a low around 10, northwest winds of 5 to 15, gusting up to 20. Thursday, sunny, a high near 37, west winds around 5. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low around 20, southeast winds of 5 to 10. Friday, a 30% chance of snow, partly sunny, a high near 40, east winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. And then on Friday night, a 30% chance of snow, mainly before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 25, with wind gusts up to 10 miles an hour. Then Saturday, partly sunny, a high near 40, northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Sunday, a chance of rain and snow, mostly cloudy, a high near 40, southeast winds around 10, and a 30% chance of precipitation. That's Easter Sunday. And then on Monday, a 30% chance of snow, partly sunny, a high near 40, north winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. That's a look at the noontime news on KROX.